Tune in for Weekend Talk That Matters, only on KFNX.
Nessun Dorma, from the opera Turandot. I will conquer, I will conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondrat is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of two best-selling books, and sought-after speaker. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'm broadcasting from Paris, France. I'm in Paris right now attending Dr. Christian Akpar's workshop on light therapy. It was an amazing course, and I'm learning new techniques and new modalities to use a valuable treatment using different light wavelengths to help restore the body's energy. And I'll be devoting more time to this on future Healthy Vision Talk radio shows. Dr. Akpar tells that using his techniques, many cases of macular degeneration and glaucoma can be cured. I have seen some phenomenal results with his therapies, and I'm looking forward to learning as much as I can about utilizing these in my Restore Vision programs. But this evening, I thought we would talk about one of my favorite modalities, microcurrent. This is a very variable modality, and I would like to talk about microcurrent work, different microcurrent machines and technologies on the market, and how microcurrent can help you, not only for your eyes and your vision, but also for many general health problems. It's just an amazing modality. A good friend of mine, who's a medical doctor in Colorado, stated that if his office was burning down, there would be one piece of equipment he would want to save, and that would be his microcurrent machine. So we're also opening up the lines this show since I don't have a guest. So if you do have questions on how microcurrent might be able to help you, you can reach me at 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-KFNX. You can also reach me 602-277-5369. That's 277-5369, or you can call toll-free 866-536-1100. That's 866-536-1100. I look forward to your calls and talking with you about how microcurrent can help you. Now, it's interesting. Let's look back at the history of microcurrent. It actually goes back to 2500 B.C., there was some evidence that the ancient Egyptians were using a certain species of catfish, electric catfish, used to treat gouty arthritis. So they observed that these electrical currents could have some healing properties. Of course, at that time, there wasn't any way to generate an electrical current. Also, the Roman physician Scribonius Largus, documented in 46 A.D., also treating gouty arthritis and some types of arthritis using an electrical current from a catfish. It's interesting, in the 18th century, there was a movement called vitalism, and it seems like there's a current battle right now between vitalism and materialism. Vitalists felt that there was a vital energy, an energy source, chi, or electrical energy inside of every living structure. And this vital force was essential for life. and electricity was felt to be a key component of this vital force. And many of the treatments in the early 1800s were kind of devoted to stimulating this life force of the body. It wasn't until the 1900s that there was kind of a shift towards the materialism approach. And it was felt that the body was like a machine. Chemical reactions took place. The thermodynamic point of view of energy. And so much of medicine during that time was based on this materialistic point of view. So there was two contrary opinions and battles going on at that time. Now, a really interesting book, those of you that might be interested in this idea of electrical currents and energy, it's a book by Robert Becker. And he's the pioneer in the field of regeneration and its relationship to electrical currents. And his book is called The Body Electric. And he has done some phenomenal experience in animals, where he amputated a salamander's leg and then observed the leg regenerating and growing back. But if he blocked the electrical field around this amputated limb, there was no regeneration. And Dr. Becker feels that all of the cells in our body are essentially like a small battery. They have a positive and negative pole, and we need an electrical current for functioning, for life, and also for repair and regeneration. And he conducted many experiments to show that if this electrical force, if the electrical flow in the body was blocked, then there would be no regeneration. In fact, if there's any lack of electrons or lack of this energy force, there would be slow destruction of the body, dysfunction, and death. Now, it's interesting because many health practitioners are talking about having a certain amount of alkalinity in your body, that alkaline blood is good. You want to avoid an acidic state. And when your blood is alkaline, when you have an alkaline pH, you have an excess of electrons in your body. You have a surplus of electrons. So when you have a surplus of electrons, your body's able to repair and to heal. When you have a lack of electrons, then you have an acidic environment or a disease state. So essentially, good health means you have an excess of electrons, and poor health means you have a lack of electrons. And in my experience and observation, I feel that many eye diseases are caused by a lack of electrons, an electron-deficient environment. So it makes sense ways, you know, if we somehow put more electrons into our body, we're going to help the body regenerate. Now, before I actually talk about microcurrent, because microcurrent essentially produces an electrical current and adds electrons, I'm going to be talking about the different types of microcurrent machines and how they work. Well, let's get back to some basics on how you can increase electrons in your body without having a microcurrent machine. Well, you can eat electron-rich food, and that is food that is raw, organic, and living. Also, by removing toxins from your environment, when you have lead and mercury in your body, that interferes with the electrical charge. And also, there's a technique called grounding, and I talked about that on a previous episode of Healthy Vision, in which you simply take off your shoes and your socks and you put your feet on the surface of the earth and your body becomes grounded. And that's one of the problems that we have. We're not in touch with the earth to help this flow of electrons. In fact, Dr. Stephen Stroh wrote a phenomenal book called Earthing. The name of that book is Earthing. And he felt that many chronic diseases could be eliminated just by simply grounding the body, getting that electron source. So you're listening to Healthy Vision, and this is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. We're talking about microcurrent. We're coming up to a break, and I would like to hear from you. So if you have a question about microcurrent, give me a ring when we come back, 602-277-5369, or toll-free, 866-536-1100. That's 866-536-1100. And I'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Get started with MCS. Want to learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health? Many alternative doctors feel that microcurrent treatment is a safe and effective way to change your body's energy to relieve pain and stimulate healing. It is now known that electrical activity occurs at the cellular level and that there is deficient electrical activity around areas of disease, such as tumors, inflammation, or areas of poor blood flow. Disease is a lack of electrons. Let microcurrent put them back into your body. We are now offering a two-day training workshop for the public on how microcurrent can benefit you. This course will teach you the basics to begin using microcurrent for yourself and your family. This program will be held at the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Florida Wellness Center. Please call the office at 800-430-9328 for more information. That number again, 800-430-9328. Get started on using microcurrent now. Call this number, 800-430-9328. Learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health. Call 800-430-9328.
Can changing your voice change your health and vision? Homeopathic doctors have observed an emotional component that is the cause or contributing factor to disease. This emotion is linked to your voice. There are now methods of analyzing and changing tones in your voice that are linked to disease. As you speak, your voice carries the energy and your perception of the world. Voice reframing is a technique that facilitates a different view of your perception and can help improve your health. The primary feedback comes from changing your voice. Evox Perception Reframing is a technique to change these old perceptions that may be causing you to be stuck and damaging your health. We are offering a special Evox Perception Reframing at a 20% discount for the first 10 callers. Call 800-430-9328. Call now to see if you qualify for this discount, a savings of $200. The discount is limited to only the first 10 callers. There are now methods of analyzing and changing tones in your voice that are linked to disease. Call 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328.
Are you looking for more natural alternative medical solutions but aren't finding them from traditional doctors? Do you wish your doctor spent more time helping you prevent health problems? Join us for the Top 20 Alternative Doctors of America Conference and Gala. For the price of a doctor's visit, you can attend workshops and personally meet and greet each doctor. Leave with the knowledge to change your life forever. All participants will receive a copy of the best-selling book, Top Alternative Doctors of America. The event will be held in Phoenix, May 14th through the 18th at the Hilton Point Hotel at Squaw Peak. Register now and save. Find those medical solutions using a more natural, safe way at this special event. For more information or to register, go to ahima.us or call 602-263-3589. ahima.us or call 602-263-3589. Leave with the knowledge to change your life forever.
Earn $2,000 to $3,000 per month part-time in a home-based business with a purpose. Earn as much as $8,000 to $10,000 per month full-time as a marketing rep for a new line of products to be released by a billion-dollar company. That's right, we are partnering with a billion-dollar company in an industry that is set to explode in the next 2 years. To get started, text the word PURPOSE to 88202. Earn $2,000 to $3,000 per month part-time and $8,000 to $10,000 per month full-time. Text PURPOSE to 88202. Curing the incurable. Are you struggling with illness, relationship, or financial issues? Learn the power of healing scripture with the Lise Moore Christian Science Practitioner, Sunday, April 13th at 2 p.m. at the Arizona Jewish Historical Society located at 122 East Culver Street in Phoenix. For more info, call 602-265-9445. 602-265-9445. Curing the incurable. Sunday, April 13th. Visit ChristianScienceAZ.com.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Back to Health and Vision. This evening we're talking about microcurrent. What is it? How can it help you? How can it improve your vision? How can it improve your health? It's a very valuable modality that I think is really changing the practice of medicine and how we approach disease. So the lines are open. I'd like to hear from you. You can reach me at 602-277-KFNX. Or 602-277-5369, or toll free, 866-536-1100. Look forward to hearing from you and answering your question. So let's get back to microcurrent, and I'm kind of excited because we have a couple of great events coming up in the Phoenix area the month of May. We're having our tremendous event called the Top Alternative Doctors Conference and Gala. We have 20 of the top alternative doctors coming to Phoenix, Arizona, and that is May 16th, 17th, and 18th. This is going to be an amazing event that you have an opportunity to meet and greet each one of these doctors. So it's almost like having a consultation with 20 of the doctors. So I think this is going to be a phenomenal event. If you do want more information, you can go to the AHIMA website, which is www.ahima.us. That's www.ahima.us. Or you can give our executive secretary a call for more information at 602-263-3589. And since we're talking about microcurrent training is coming back to Phoenix. We're having our InspireStar Level 1 training in Phoenix May 19th and 20th. That's following the gala. Now, the InspireStar Level 1 training is for the practitioner who's interested in learning about microcurrent or for a patient who already has a microcurrent machine. And this is to help you learn more about the tremendous applications of the microcurrent machine. And you'll be able to learn how to add and change programs. You'll learn how to program your own treatments. But you do need some moderate knowledge of a operation. The best way to learn about microcurrent is our Get Started with microcurrent. Now, this is a basic 2-day training. This is for someone that has no experience at all with microcurrent. And this is if you're just interested in learning the basics and getting a machine and beginning to use the machine to treat many, many of the beneficial modalities and methods to help improve your health. The microcurrent is not only for the eye, it's amazing for musculoskeletal problems, it's really good for neurological conditions, digestive problems. In fact, I never leave home without it. Right now, I took my machine to Paris, France. I'm doing the radio show from Paris, France. It is 2:30 in the morning in Paris, and I've done a couple of jet lag programs just to get my body reoriented, which is just a phenomenal treatment. So you'll learn a lot more about microcurrent in these 2-day workshops. And they're held in Phoenix at the American Medical College of Homeopathy and also at our Wellness Center in Florida. So if you want more information, give the office a call at 800 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. We're also having the Kondrat 3-day program. I know it's been close to 2 years since we had a program in Phoenix, Arizona. As many of you know, that I had my medical practice in Arizona close to 12, moved to Florida. I still return to Phoenix, Arizona just about every month since I'm president now of the Arizona Homeopathic and Integrative Medical Association, because there's been so much interest in the 3-day program to restore vision. We are going to have a program in May. So if you want information on that, please give the office a call at 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. So let's get back to our discussion on microcurrent. There's many microcurrent machines on the market. Probably the most common microcurrent machine is called the TENS. Now, the TENS is interesting because it deals with a higher level of current than what I recommend for most of the treatments that I do in terms of treatments that help to restore the body. The TENS machine has a high level of current in order to block the nervous impulses to block the pain fibers. So the TENS machines are primarily used for musculoskeletal problems and pain. They're not used as frequently to help with regeneration. Now, the other device is called the microcurrent machines. These microcurrent machines deal with microamps of current. And these are millionths of an amp, extremely low levels of current that go into the body. The microcurrent, there are many, many different microcurrent machines, and I'll be talking about what differentiates a good microcurrent machine from one that may not be adequate to really do anything for your body. The other category of machines is the pulse electromagnetic field machines, or PEMF. They've become very popular. They use a magnetic energy to deliver a current. And we use many of these types of PEMF machines in our practice to help with regeneration and healing. Dr. Gary Gordon was a guest on the show, and he talked extensively about using the pulse electromagnetic field. And it's kind of interesting how the pulse electromagnetic field machine was developed. When the Russian cosmonauts came back from space, they discovered that their bodies were extremely weak, and they suffered from many medical problems. And it was perplexing because the cosmonauts were given, it was felt, all the essentials for life. They were given proper oxygen, water, and good nutrition, and ultraviolet light, but they were missing one essential element, and that was the magnetic field. So these machines do deliver a pulse electromagnetic field, which delivers a microcurrent energy. The last one is something very new and interesting, and I've been exploring. These are called energy field generators. There are machines on the market now that measure the energy field of the body and help balance this energy field. And it's a way of not only diagnosing problems, energy imbalances in the body, but also treating them. So in my practice, we use a combination of the energy field generators, the pulse magnetic field, and microcurrent. All of these have a similar effect in terms of balancing the body's energy to help restore the energy and help enable the body to heal. So we're coming up to another break, and when I come back, we're going to actually talk about what does microcurrent do to the body? What physiological effects does it have? And there have been many, many studies done in the medical literature, peer-reviewed literature, to show that microcurrent does have a profound effect on the physiology and the medical function of the human body. So this just isn't pure speculation. there is good solid medical evidence. So we're cutting to a break. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I'll be right back after this break for more on microcurrent.
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Chris Vermilion. A madman targeting Jews in Overland Park, Kansas, shooting five people at a Jewish community center, killing two, then moving about a mile away to an assisted living community for Jews called Village Shalom and shooting and killing one more. John Douglas is the Overland Park police chief, and here's what he's telling us at a local news conference.
After the first incident that we had, the second incident followed closely behind, and we immediately understood we had an active shooter and began to search for him with the best information we had. We saturated the area, and I believe two of our officers found him in the school parking lot.
This is a breaking news story with details emerging and evolving every minute, but you can find them all at theblaze.com. Former CBS News investigative journalist Cheryl Atkinson sitting down with Media Buzz host Howard Kurtz on Fox News, highlighting the differences between covering the Bush administration and the Obama administration inside a liberal newsroom.
I didn't run into that same kind of sentiment as I did in the Obama administration when I covered the Bush administration very aggressively.
Atkinson adding that the media has become more of a guard dog for the Obama administration rather than a watchdog for the people.
The press in general seems to be very shy about challenging the administration as if it's making some sort of political statement rather than just doing our job as watchdogs.
A gunfight between Ukrainian forces and pro-Russian militants. The Blaze Radio's Dave Perkins.
Ukrainian armed forces exchanging gunfire with a pro-Russia force in eastern Ukraine. Ukrainian Interior Minister Arsen Avakov says one Ukrainian security officer killed, five wounded. Casualties on the other side unclear, but the announcement saying dead and wounded on both sides. Russian forces active in eastern Ukraine seizing a police station in Slovyansk. This gun battle a result of Ukrainian forces attempting to take back that building.
This is news on the Blaze Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. Gradually wrapping up a cooler April weekend for us compared to last week. We're in the upper 80s, breezy from time to time, windy up north. And by the end of next week, more cooling. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's 87 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The tragedy of Hurricane Katrina and the FEMA debacle that followed confirms that your family must be self-reliant. Premier Tactical is your all-inclusive source for preparedness supplies, firearms, emergency medical kits, portable solar, and long-term storage food. In today's unstable world, you must be prepared for emergencies and natural disasters. Get equipped today at PremierTactical.com. For personal attention, call 602-828-5554. That's 602-828-5554.
Hi, this is Ken from the Right Side of the Trade. Let's have an adult conversation. Most people still have not achieved their financial goals. Have you? Learn how to get what you really want at one of Online Trading Academy's market timing workshops. We can teach you a proven method for trading any market like a pro. Call 480-634-2301. Mention the Right Side of the Trade and get two free tickets to an upcoming market timing workshop. Call 480-634-2301 now.
Call Dr. Kondrat for a personal consultation. Dr. Kondrat is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of three best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Kondrat to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Don't touch that dial. Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Oh, welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and we're talking about microcurrent, an exciting technology that can help you improve your vision and also improve your health. And I'd like to hear from you if you do have any questions. 602-277-5369. 602-277-5369 or toll free at 866-536-1100. That's 866-536-1100. So let's talk about some of the things that microcurrent does in the body. Let's talk about the mechanism of microcurrent. And all of these have been documented in the medical literature and in studies. One is that microcurrent increases the circulation, increases cellular activity, reduces inflammation, reduces scar tissue, has a neuroprotective effect, and stimulates stem cells. So all of these things you can imagine that if any of these things would occur in your body, you would have an improvement of your health. Certainly, if you had an increase in circulation, increased cellular activity, reducing inflammation. And just a comment that I felt that inflammation is a common of all diseases. So if we're able to reduce the inflammation, we can help improve the body's health. And I mentioned earlier about this idea of electrons, that disease is an electron deficiency, a lack of electrons. So we put electrons back into the body, we're adding more energy to cause all of these things. So let's take each one of these and talk briefly. In terms of increasing circulation, there was a study done looking at 20 patients who had poor circulation after plastic surgery. And after using microcurrent, it was demonstrated that they had a marked increase in their blood flow and their healing. In fact, many plastic surgeons and surgeons use microcurrent to help with wound healing. Another study was done, 24 patients who had a blockage of the arteries of the lower legs, which resulted in poor circulation. And after microcurrent, they measured an improvement of circulation, and also there's a decrease in pain, an improvement of motion, and also healing of some of the ulcers that they had. There was a study done looking at microcurrent in patients with Raynaud's and diabetic retinopathy. Now, Raynaud's disease is a disease of that peripheral vascular spasm. These people get extremely cold hands. Their peripheral blood vessels go in spasm. There's a lack of circulation. And so this study showed that microcurrent increased the skin temperature. One of my favorite studies in a group that had chronic leg ulcers, and I like this study because these leg ulcers resisted standard medical approaches. After using microcurrent, the majority of the patients who had not responded to traditional medical treatment had successful healing of the ulcers. This is phenomenal. In fact, 80% of them who were not responding to conventional treatment had a response. So you can see that just this factor alone in terms of improving circulation could have a valuable role in treating many chronic conditions, including macular degeneration and glaucoma, in which circulation or lack of circulation is a key component of these. Also, any neurological problems, musculoskeletal problems, by increasing the circulation, we can help heal the body. Another big method of activity or a mechanism of a microcurrent is improving cellular function. There was an amazing study done by Dr. Chang, and this was published in the Clinical Orthopedic and Related Research Journal. This is a peer-reviewed journal. And Dr. Chang looked at applying different levels of microcurrent on the surface of a rat skin and studying, doing histochemical studies on the changes of the cell using electron microscopy. And what he did is he varied the level of current from very low to very high, and then he documented it in the cell. And he studied and documented that between 50 and 500 microamps will cause an increase in mitochondria and an increase of ATP activity. Now, both of these are reflective of cell activity. ATP is gasoline of the cell. You have high ATP levels, you know your cells are functioning extremely well. The mitochondria, like the little engine of the body, you need mitochondria function for life itself, and this is a key component of the cell. So what he measured, that there was high as a 500% increase, 500 after microcurrent application when you use the low levels. Even if there was a 10 to 20%, that would have been phenomenal. So microcurrent dramatically improves cellular activity. But a key component of this study, he noted that when you got above 500 microamps to higher levels, then cellular activity decreased and inhibited cellular activity. So early on in the show, I mentioned there are many different types of microcurrent machines, and you have to be careful with the machines that deliver a high current. High current will impede cellular activity, and this is one of the reasons why the TENS machines, and these deliver a higher current, block pain impulses. So if you're having severe back pain or sciatica and you want to get rid of the pain, the TENS machine is the most commonly used machine. The microcurrent machine that I'm talking about uses a much lower level of current, and this lower level of current stimulates cellular activity and helps the body to regenerate. Microcurrent also reduces inflammation. I mentioned that earlier. And this reduction of inflammation can be phenomenal, and especially in acute injuries. I can remember my wife and I, we ran the PF Chang marathon, and I should have done a little bit more training. I wasn't in shape. I'm 63 years of age. A little bit overweight. I did finish the 26.2-mile race, but my body was aching, and I certainly had a lot of inflammation in my system from running this race, and dehydration, and probably many other problems. But after a brief 30-minute microcurrent treatment, it was really amazing. The microcurrent helped to reduce the inflammation and dramatically improved my health and well-being. It was just phenomenal. And because of this, many prominent athletes use microcurrent for improving their athletic performance and also for reducing the recovery time. Lance Armstrong and the U.S. Postal Cycling Team routinely use microcurrent after every race. In fact, I was talking to Lance Armstrong's physician, and he said during one race, Lance had a hairline fracture of his ankle, and they hooked him up to a microcurrent machine, and it completely healed the hairline fracture overnight. So this is the power of microcurrent. Microcurrent also has a neuroprotective effect, and by that I mean it prevents cells being damaged from toxins in the environment, and this is especially true with the neurological system in the eye. Applying microcurrent to the neurological system in the eye improves the health and prevents further damage, and this is a key treatment for patients that have glaucoma, because in glaucoma, the optic nerve is sensitive to further damage from an increase in pressure. So you're listening to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Condrat. We're coming up to another break, and I would like to hear from you. We're coming up to our last segment. If you do have a question on microcurrent, you can reach us here at KFNX, 602-277-5369, or toll free at 866-536-1100. That's 866-536-1100, and I will be right back after this break for more information.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Get started with MCS. Want to learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health? Many alternative doctors feel that microcurrent treatment is a safe and effective way to change your body's energy to relieve pain and stimulate healing. It is now known that electrical activity occurs at the cellular level and that there is deficient electrical activity around areas of disease, such as tumors, inflammation, or areas of poor blood flow. Disease is a lack of electrons. Let microcurrent put them back into your body. We are now offering a 2-day training workshop for the public on how microcurrent can benefit you. This course will teach you the basics to begin using microcurrent for yourself and your family. This program will be held at the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Florida Wellness Center. Please call the office at 800-430-9328 for more information. That number again, 800-430-9328. Get started on using microcurrent now. Call this number, 800-430-9328. Learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health. Call 800-430-9328.
Can changing your voice change your health and vision? Homeopathic doctors have observed an emotional component that is the cause or contributing factor to disease. This emotion is linked to your voice. There are now methods of analyzing and changing tones in your voice that are linked to disease. As you speak, your voice carries the energy and your perception of the world. Voice reframing is a technique that facilitates a different view of your perception and can help improve your health. The primary feedback comes from changing your voice. Evox Perception Reframing is a technique to change these old perceptions that may be causing you to be stuck and damaging your health. We are offering a special Evox Perception Reframing at a 20% discount for the first 10 callers. Call 800-430-9328. Call now to see if you qualify for this discount, a savings of $200. The discount is limited to only the first 10 callers. There are now methods of analyzing and changing tones in your voice that are linked to disease. Call 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328.
Are you looking for more natural alternative medical solutions but aren't finding them from traditional doctors? Do you wish your doctor spent more time helping you prevent health problems? Join us for the Top 20 Alternative Doctors of America Conference and Gala. For the price of a doctor's visit, you can attend workshops and personally meet and greet each doctor. Leave with the knowledge to change your life forever. All participants will receive a copy of the best-selling book, Top Alternative Doctors of America. The event will be held in Phoenix, May 14th through the 18th at the Hilton Point Hotel at Squaw Peak. Register now and save. Find those medical solutions using a more natural, safe way at this special event. For more information or to register, go to ahima.us or call 602-263-3589. ahima.us or call 602-263-3589. Leave with the knowledge to change your life forever.
I'm John Tesh. On the next Intelligence for Your Life, a new study says the key to being a better driver could be as simple as chewing a piece of gum. I'll explain why chewing gum boosts our reaction time behind the wheel as much as 7%. On the next John Tesh radio show, Intelligence for Your Life.
You're tuned into the 50,000-watt powerhouse, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX. Listen to me Saturdays at 10 p.m. or online at 1100kfnx.com.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, Realty One Group, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Visit us online at 1100kfnx.com.
Welcome back to Health and Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and I hope that all of you will join me at the Top Alternative Doctors Conference and Gala that's coming up May 14th through May the 18th. Wednesday, May the 14th, I'm going to be giving a workshop from 9 to 11:30, and I'm going to be talking about ways to restore the vision. We have workshops on Wednesday and Thursday. That's the 14th and 15th. Many of the top alternative doctors of America will be there. Dr. Gary Gordon, Mark Starr, Bruce Shelton, Dr. Lee Cowden, Jerry Tennant, Dr. Robert Rowan, who's the editor of Second Opinion, Dr. Nick Meyer, Carl Robinson, James Lemire, Charlie Schlingel, Dr. Ruth Lim, Dr. Mike Margolis, Dr. Dennis Courtney, Dr. Dorothy Merritt, and Dr. David Steenblok. We have also put together a book called The Top Alternative Doctors of America. So all participants at the conference will get a copy of the book. And many of these doctors are using microcurrent in their stuff. Gary Gordon has been a guest on the show, and he has very, very knowledgeable with pulse electromagnetic field. Dr. Dennis Courtney, Dr. David Nebeling are a few other doctors that are using microcurrent. Dr. Lee Cowden uses a type of microcurrent device called the Zyto. And Dr. Jerry Tennant uses a microcurrent device called a biomodulator. So you'll learn quite a bit about the applications of microcurrent during this conference and workshop. So if you do want more information on the lineup of speakers and all this pertinent information, go to www.ahima.us. That's A-H-I-M-A.us. Or you can give the office a call, our office a call at 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328. All participants will get the new book that's being released, The Top Alternative Doctors of America. You're going to meet these doctors, exchange information with them, attend a workshop, and then we have a black tie gala dinner dance. It's black tie optional, but those of you that have a tuxedo and you don't know what to do with it, bring it to the gala. And this is going to be held at the beautiful Squaw Peak Point Hilton, which is located in Phoenix. So it's going to be a phenomenal event, and I hope to see all of you there. Also, for additional microcurrent training, go to my website. We have so many different events scheduled. As I mentioned, we have the Get Started with Microcurrent. We have the InspireStar Level 1. This is for practitioners or for patients that already own a microcurrent machine. If you this is your first time with a microcurrent machine or first time hearing about a microcurrent machine, then I would encourage you to go to the Get Started with Microcurrent program or come to the conference and workshop featuring the top alternative doctors of America to learn more. We also have an annual microcurrent case conference, which is going to be held in Phoenix. Not in Phoenix this year, I'm sorry, which is going to be held in Florida. And this microcurrent practitioners from all over the world come together to talk about their successes with microcurrent. So in closing, I want to talk about, when not to use microcurrent. Microcurrent is not a cure-all. Certainly, it can help the body heal, but I'm a firm believer that you have to take care of basics. And the basics are changing your diet, improving your nutritional state. So many of us have a nutritional deficiency, and if our body doesn't have those building blocks, I don't care what you do to stimulate the body, it just is not going to heal. So the microcurrent will not work as effectively. There's also an interesting connection with zinc. Many of you know that zinc is a key component of batteries, and it's necessary for holding an electrical charge. And zinc is an important mineral in the body, which is essential for just about every enzymatic reaction. So when you're deficient in zinc, your electrical system does not work. It's shocking. The majority of people that I see are deficient in zinc, even if they're taking zinc as a supplement. And you may be wondering, how can this possibly be? I'll be deficient in zinc even if I'm taking it as a supplement. Why is this? Well, people have heavy metal poisoning. Those lead and mercury elements are extremely large molecules, and they're big bullies, and they kind of push the zinc out of the body. So as long as you're toxic and have elevated lead and mercury, your zinc levels will not be adequate. So many times I recommend to patients to get chelated. Chelation is a type of therapy that helps remove these heavy metals to detoxify the body, so your zinc levels will be adequate, and the microcurrent will work more effectively. Also, proper hydration is essential. Microcurrent will not work effectively if you are dehydrated. You need to drink plenty of water, and of course the whole issue comes up, where are we going to find good water? Certainly avoid drinking water out of the tap. You have to be careful with bottled water in plastic bottles because the plastic can leach into the water and cause a toxic effect in itself. So those two elements are essential. Proper nutrition, making sure you have the building blocks, and also proper hydration. Now, the microcurrent devices are a medical devices, and most of them do require a supervision of a medical doctor. So if you are going to be investing in a microcurrent device, certainly be a good consumer and do your research, and also consult with your medical doctor. And if you don't have one, an alternative doctor, then this is a perfect opportunity to come to the top alternative doctors conference and gala. 20 of the top alternative doctors in the country will be there, minimum around the Arizona, Phoenix area, so you'll be able to meet and see which ones resonate with you. Now, you should not use microcurrent if you have a pacemaker or a seizure disorder. These are stated by the FDA, although I have treated many patients who have a pacemaker and seizure when I got medical clearance. So they're not absolute contraindications, but you should be careful in using the microcurrent if you have one of these devices. So we're coming up to a close on this episode of Healthy Vision. The topic was microcurrent. If you do have additional questions on microcurrent, please give the office a call at 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. You can visit my website at www.healing.i, and that's all one word, healing.i. And we have a lot of information on our website regarding microcurrent programs that we sponsor throughout the year. These include our Get Started with Microcurrent. This is for you never heard of microcurrent before. You want to get advice and treat yourself. And then we have the award as well. So I want to thank all of you for listening. This is your host, Dr. Edward Clark. And until next week, I hope you have good health and clear vision.
Dr. Condrat for a personal consultation. Dr. Condrat is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of 3 best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Condrat to learn what alternative therapies can help you.
Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328. Bezalel Art Gallery in Scottsdale, currently featuring the equestrian paintings of Elena Arose. As an artist in residence, Elena demonstrates and teaches drawing and painting. As the horse racing season gathers momentum, her work conveys the pageantry, beauty, and excitement of the sport. For gallery events in April, visit BezalelArtGallery.com. Join us for receptions, raffles to win artwork, or get your own portrait sketch done for free. Some of the proceeds from silent auctions will benefit retired racehorses. Visit Bezalel Art Gallery at 7012 East Main Street in Scottsdale, just off Goldwater Boulevard.
You're listening to Independent Talk 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of the Dennis.